DeepEnglish.com.
Terrorists have infiltrated the U.S. government. What have the terrorists infiltrated? The terrorists have infiltrated the U.S. government. Pope Francis shocks world, endorses Donald Trump for president. Who has the Pope shocked? The Pope has shocked the world. Who has he endorsed? He has endorsed Donald Trump. Hillary sold passport printing machines to ISIS. What has she sold to ISIS? She has sold passport printing machines to ISIS. Fake news stories like these were shared millions of times on Facebook during the 2016 U.S. election. Are these stories true? No, these stories aren't true. These stories are fake. Were fake news stories shared thousands of times? No, fake news stories weren't shared thousands of times. Fake news stories were shared millions of times. Paris Wade and Ben Goldman are fake news writers, and they make no bones about it. What kind of job do they have? They are fake news writers. They don't make any bones about it, do they? No, they don't make any bones about it. They freely say that their stories are fictional and lucrative. What do they freely say? They freely say that their stories are fictional and lucrative. Here's how it works. Every day, they open their laptops in their California apartment and write as many stories as they can. Where do they live? They live in California. Do they write as many stories as they can every day? Yes, they write as many stories as they can every day. These are stories based on rumor and their imagination. Are their stories based on facts? No, their stories aren't based on facts. Their stories are based on rumor and their imagination. The more fear, paranoia, and anger they can tap into, the better. What are they trying to tap into? They are trying to tap into fear, paranoia, and anger. These stories quickly go viral on Facebook, which regularly sends lots of people to their fake news website, LibertyWritersNews.com. Where do these stories go viral? These stories go viral on Facebook. Does Facebook regularly send people to their fake news website? Yes, Facebook regularly sends people to their fake news website. Some of these visitors will click on ads on their website, and for each click, Goldman and Wade get paid. What do people click on? People click on ads on their website. Who gets paid for each ad click? Goldman and Wade get paid for each ad click. They are making a killing. Are they making a little money? No, they aren't making a little money. They are making a killing. Just 6 months ago, they were poor, unemployed restaurant workers in their 20s. How old are they? They are in their 20s. What kind of jobs did they have 6 months ago? 6 months ago, they were unemployed restaurant workers. Now they claim they were making between $10,000 and $40,000 a month. Were they making between $10,000 and $40,000 a month? Well, yes, they claim they were making between $10,000 and $40,000 a month. And that was before their business really took off in September, right before the November election. When did their business really take off? Their business really took off in September. Wade and Goldman's website is just one of many fake news websites, and they aren't all homegrown. Are Wade and Goldman unique? No, Wade and Goldman aren't unique. Their website is one of many fake news websites. The small town of Veles in Macedonia has just 45,000 people, but has started more than 100 fake news websites, earning advertising money off of gullible Trump supporters. How many people live in Veles? 45,000 people live in Veles. How many fake news websites have been started there? Over 100 fake news websites have been started there. One 17-year-old university student, who also owns a fake U.S. news website, is upfront about his business. Is he secretive about his business? No, he isn't secretive about his business. He is upfront about his business. In Macedonia, the economy is very weak, and teenagers are not allowed to work, so we need to find creative ways to make some money. What do they need to find? They need to find creative ways to make some money. It's hard to say whether people like Wade and Goldman really helped Trump become president. What is it hard to say? It's hard to say whether people like Wade and Goldman really helped Trump become president. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg said, "It's crazy to think fake news affected the election." Who said it's crazy to think fake news affected the election? Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg said, "It's crazy to think fake news affected the election." But not everyone at Facebook agrees. Everyone at Facebook agrees, don't they? No, not everyone at Facebook agrees. One anonymous employee said, "It's not a crazy idea. What's crazy is for him to come out and dismiss it like that when he knows, and those of us at the company know, that fake news ran wild on our platform." Who said, "Fake news ran wild on our platform"? An anonymous employee said, "Fake news ran wild on our platform." Facebook and Google are trying to do something about the problem. Are Wade and Goldman trying to do something about the problem? No, Wade and Goldman aren't trying to do something about the problem. Facebook and Google are trying to do something about the problem. Facebook is looking for ways to fact-check stories, and Google is trying to stop fake news sites from making money with their online advertising system. What is Facebook looking for? Facebook is looking for ways to fact-check stories. Is Google trying to stop fake news sites from making money? Yes, Google is trying to stop fake news sites from making money. Now that the conservatives are in power, Goldman is thinking about how he can make money off the other side. Is Goldman someone you would like to be friends with? He says, "It would be a perfect time to open up a small liberal newspaper right now." Did he say it would be a perfect time to open up a small liberal newspaper right now? Yes, he said, "It would be a perfect time to open up a small liberal newspaper right now."